It was closing on midnight, and the frontier gaudy was beginning to quiet down. The thaw, carried on a warm westerly from the nearby Pacific Ocean, had brought in the local trappers and a few miners and hunters. Many, like Abe, had been stuck in isolated camps or cabins during the recent severe blizzards, and had headed for the dubious delights of the nearest ville of Andromeda, a community of 40 or 50 ramshackle houses, 3 stables, 9 gaudies, and a burned-down church. All were under the benevolent rule of the local baron, Big Rog Peyton. The bar of the largest gaudy, called the Hammer of War, was almost deserted. In most establishments like the Hammer of War, you'd expect to find a number of dealers, sharp-eyed and twitching, doing a good trade in Jolt, the lethal cocktail of heroin, cocaine, and mescaline that was the fatal bane of its users. Abe looked around the room with its rickety furniture and floor covered in damp sawdust. 2 trappers sat at a table near the door, their heads close together, sharing a bottle of whiskey. A single man, looking like a traveling merchant, was stubbornly resisting the blandishments of one of the gaudy sluts. Her name was Kim, and she sported a better mustache than most men. She was drunker than her prospective client, and the barkeep had to keep walking around to pick her off the floor and set her back on the chair. Neither Kim nor the merchant seemed to notice anything wrong. Abe had also noted the only other occupants of the gaudy, 3 men who'd been drinking quietly and sending away any women who approached them. They sat under a guttering oil lamp that one of them had risen to turn off, so that it was difficult to see their faces. Abe kept his hand on the stainless steel Colt Python Magnum that he kept tucked into the front of his belt. He'd booked a room on the 2nd floor and was feeling about ready to go up to it, but he decided to read the mysterious letter from the trader one more time. He pulled out the stained, crumpled piece of paper and angled it to catch the best of the light that remained. Trader himself was virtually illiterate, but he'd apparently dictated it.
Abe, I'm glad the muty bobcat didn't chew you. Always sleep with 1 eye and 2 ears open.
It was touches like that that had convinced Abe that the missive was genuine. The reference to 1 eye was obviously intended to make Abe think of Ryan Cotter, and it had.
Known for some weeks you've been on my trail. Should have known I couldn't just walk out on life like I hoped. Still, rather been lost and stayed lost. No point weeping on account of a spent round.
Another clue there. It had been one of the trader's notorious sayings about the meaning of life in Deathlands.
By the time you read this, I'll be moved on some. But not far. Reckon we might meet soonish, Abe. And jaw over old times. Like old men do. Watch your back, trader.
That wouldn't be some sort of fucking map, would it, shit for brains?
The triple shadow across the letter and his table told Abe that he was in trouble.
Nah, a letter from a friend.
Sure, but the word is that you're some little prick of an outlander. Come around the northwest here after fucking pre-darkies. Might know about some lost blaster store. What do you say, outlander?
I've never been here before. That's true, mister.
They were ranged behind him so that he couldn't actually see their faces without straining his head around.
But I'm not into pre-darkies. Trying to track down an old friend. Could be you might be able to give me some help.
Though Abe knew there was a whole subculture in Deathlands who scavenged through the nuked ruins of pre-dark buildings for all sorts of saleable souvenirs, blasters were the best treasure. And he also knew that gaudies were hotspots for the sale of genuine maps, guaranteed from before the long winters, showing plenty of undug places.
Help you, asshole?
Help's a two-way highway, you runty bastard.
I don't know a thing that could help you boys.
Abe laid the letter on the table, allowing his hands to drop naturally into his lap.
You got a gun in your belt, fuckface?
Something cold pressed against the back of Abe's neck that he knew wasn't the handle of a spoon.
Little asshole gone whiter than the Main Street slush.
We's wasting time. Let's take him out the back and fill his mouth from the prairie till he tells us about the pre-darkies.
Abe felt a slight draft, as though someone had opened a door to the cold night outside.
You got a back room here, barkeep?
Yeah?
We best take him there. Be quieter and more private to ask him what we want.
Best step away, slow and careful. Butt out, you whitehead sheep fucker, or you'll get what this runt gets.
God damn it, Abe. I sat in that letter to watch your back.
Deathlands Cold Asylum is a Graphic Audio production. Copyright 2006, The Cutting Corporation. Performed by Richard Rowan, Terrence Aselford, Colleen Delaney, Dolores King-Williams, Nanette Savard, Ken Jackson, Karen Carbone, Casey Jones, Sonny Lasky, James Konacek, Christopher Walker, and Mort Shelby. Additional red shirts performed by The Dead Giveaways. Directed by Rick Rowan. Produced by Rick Rowan and Wayne Beeman. Executive producers James Cutting, Mary Cutting, and Angie Cornett. Vocal editing and graphic audio sound design by Brian Patton and Chris Rowan. The Deathlands theme was composed by Mark Ashby. Additional original music by Dan Smith, Matt Webb, Nathaniel Perry, Chris Rowan, and Brian Patton. Script adapted for graphic audio by Mark Delgado. If you enjoyed Deathlands, be sure to look for James Axler's Outlanders. Available at roadstops everywhere at 1-800-670-5220 or at www.graphicaudio.net, where you'll find samples of all our Action Pump titles, as well as free screensavers, ringtones, forums, and podcasts. Keep listening for exciting previews of other graphic audio thrillers.
He swung an arm across his throat and drove the knife between his ribs, twisting hard and deep to make it count. The sentry shivered.
I wish I could meet Mac Bowling.
Hey, you.
Me?
Yeah, you. So, you want to meet the cast of your favorite graphic audio series? Would you like to star as a character in a future episode?
Do I?
That's right. You have the chance to meet the entire graphic audio crew. We're launching a referral program contest, and we're asking you, the loyal fan, to help.
If you're interested in participating, we'll send you 20 Graphic Audio Fall-Winter samplers. Each sampler will have a unique code that will be traced to you, the contestant. Your goal is to hand the samplers out to as many people as you can. If the referred customer places an order with us using your code, not only will they receive a discount for ordering, but you will receive a chance to win one of the following grand prizes.
Grand prize! One round-trip plane ticket to Washington, D.C. One-night hotel stay, all meals paid. Plus, you get to meet the cast and crew of Graphic Audio and create a character for a future episode. Second prize, $500. Third prize, a year of graphic audio books. If you're interested in participating in this contest, email us at support@graphicaudio.com or call 1-800-670-5220. Tell them you'd like to participate in the referral program and leave a message with your phone number and address.
The more people that place an order using your code, the better chance you have of winning and meeting me.
This is my dream come true!
Graphic Audio, making dreams come true!
The following previews are of Graphic Audio Productions, rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
In the chaotic world of the Outlands, trust is a commodity more precious than water. Lakesh pays the price when he tries to hide Kane, Grant, and the Cerberus operatives from the watchful eye of the Barons.
You're a difficult man to sympathize with. However, you are worth more than even the Baron imagines.
Why don't we make it easier for him to think it over?
Yeah.
Kane, Grant, and the others must enter the belly of the beast if they're ever to see their compatriot again. Untold threats await them in the stronghold of Baron Cobalt.
One never knows what sort of pest will be found scampering through the walls. The only recourse is to flush them out and exterminate them.
Before the day is over, Kane will learn new secrets about old friends and a long-hated enemy. Clandestine truths that shed new light on everything Kane takes for granted.
Questions that need to be answered. And I must answer them now. I lied by omission, but I did not betray him.
I know that. But you're going to have to give him a reason to trust you again.
And a deadly new threat materializes in the dreamlike visions of the Cerberus team as they are cast through the dimensions of the Mattrams device. A threat who has existed for hundreds of years.
You are dying. It's a nerve toxin derived from the VX agent. Absorbed instantly through the pores of the skin, attacking the heart and the respiratory and central nervous systems. The effect is almost immediate, and a 5 milligram dose is fatal. I just administered 15.
Kane faces betrayal, bloodshed, and his own towering rage along the Omega Path. Don't miss it.
Graphic Audio presents a breathtaking new adventure series packed with non-stop action and intrigue, celebrating the exploits of an unforgettable protagonist, archaeologist and explorer Anya Creed. Rogue Angel by Alex Archer.
An ancient order tied to the Vatican. A blood fortune buried in the caves of France. A conspiracy of power, greed, and darkest evil. Anya Creed's fascination with the myths and mysteries of the past leads her to a crypt in the caves of France, where the terrifying legend of the Beast of Gévaudan hints at the unimaginable. What she discovers is shattering. An artifact that will seal her destiny. A brotherhood of monks willing to murder to protect their secret. And a powerful black market occultist, desperate to put his own claim to centuries-old blood money. Anya embarks on a high-tension race across Europe and history itself, intent on linking the unholy treachery of the ages with the staggering revelations of the present. But in order to survive, she must deal with the shadowy figures, determined to silence her threat to their very existence. Rogue Angel. Destiny.
The year is 2089. 100 years after a devastating Soviet nuclear attack, much of the United States is still radioactive and impassable. The Earth, literally blown off its axis, is now besieged by superstorms, massive and unpredictable. The world has 20% less oxygen and 90% fewer plants and animals. In the United States, the country has been torn by chasms, landslides, and earthquakes. Mutant animals roam the plains and mountains. People speak in whispers of the glowers, radioactive humans who live only in the hottest zones and whose touch kills instantly. 40 fortresses, huge military complexes, enforce the law of the land with an iron fist. American citizens are used as slave labor and forced to live in hovels on the outskirts. The nation's appointed president is General Zhivnov. He resides in what was once Washington, D.C., now renamed New Lenin. Welcome to the United Socialist States of America, part of the vast People's World Socialist Republics. Despair and death are everywhere. Hope is near extinction. But out of this hell will ride a man who believes in freedom, justice, and the complete annihilation of the occupying Russian forces. Ted Roczen, known with admiration as well as fear as the ultimate American, has not given up. A loose confederation of secret American free cities dots the countryside and awaits its time to rise and challenge the Soviet armies. They shall be led by Rock, the Doomsday Warrior.
This is Colonel Kilia. You've all been trained for this moment. You are elite troops, so I know that you are ready. This Ted Roczen must be taken alive. Destroy the others, but take Rock alive. The man that captures him will get 100,000 rubles and the Medal of the Supreme Soviet Hero. The man who kills him will die the most excruciating, painful death ever experienced on this earth. Am I understood?
Don't miss one pulse-pounding episode of Ryder Stacey's Doomsday Warrior series, coming soon from Graphic Audio.
If you can't find that hot Graphic Audio title you're looking for, just head to www.graphicaudio.net, where you can order it in CD, cassette, or MP3 disc format. Or, the fastest and cheapest way, download that puppy and play it on any of the many devices that'll play Windows Media. And if you're on the road or just a total computer feeb, snatch up the phone and call 1-800-670-5220. That's 1-800-670-5220 or www.graphicaudio.net.